106.5 The End.
Gavin, Katie, and Rain. It's the wake-up call.
766-1065. What is the most expensive thing your dog has destroyed? And we're asking this question because we got a deer wake-up call from Bellin.
Bellin, yeah, cool name.
I know, that's pretty.
She said, "Dear wake-up call, my dog recently chewed up my phone. Not once, but now twice.
No.
I have to spend another $200 for a new one for a grand total of $600 for three phones."
Oh, right, because the first one got destroyed. Second one got destroyed.
"Can you please ask your listeners what the most expensive thing their dog chewed up was to make me feel better about myself and not put the dog up for adoption? I kid. I've had Henry, my pug, since he was a puppy. I literally got him at 8 weeks old. And when we were living in Michigan, I was living in kind of a condo that had an upstairs-downstairs combination. So it was a trick to kind of teach him how to use the stairs. So I'd have to.
That was cute.
I used to have to. He would be too afraid to go down, so I'd have to pick him up, and we'd go outside and the whole thing. Well, then all of a sudden, he just started peeing on the couch. And then all of a sudden, it turned into this thing, even as he grew older.
That is where he peed.
That was where he peed. So even now, he's almost five. He doesn't do it anymore unless he's mad at me. That couch I bought brand new for, like, I don't know, it's a couch and love seat for like $1,200. It is completely ruined. Ugh. I can't do anything about it now. I haven't thrown it away yet. Great question, Gavin. Because
you know it's gonna keep going.
Exactly. And I want to, when I move into a house, I want to get a couch that goes along with the house.
Yeah.
I don't have to buy a brand new couch and then move. And
right.
Then, oh God, it's such a mess.
I put this up on my Facebook page, and there were, which I loved, lots and lots of pictures that people posted in the comments of their dog looking like he's in trouble with just crap and stuffing everywhere.
Of course.
It was kind of adorable.
Shauna, good morning.
Good morning.
Most expensive thing your dog has destroyed?
Car battery and a Persian carpet.
Car battery?
What?
Oh my. Is your dog dead?
No, he's not, actually. He's a great dog. I have to say, we ended up giving him away because he became so much of a...
How did your dog survive eating a battery?
He was not the smartest dog. Luckily, he didn't survive. He survived the acid getting on his skin because he was kind of stupid.
Oh, my God.
But he was a great dog. We gave him to the police department after the fact, and he's been a great police dog ever since.
Wow,
he's great. You just said he's stupid.
The police are like, no, he's great. He eats all the bombs for us.
Yeah.
Yeah, kind of.
766-1065. Stephanie, good morning.
Good morning.
Well, what's the most expensive thing your dog ate?
Just last week, she ate my Gucci sunglasses.
Oh no. God.
What were they, like $300?
Yeah, they were $280.
On Facebook, somebody said that their dog ate their prescription glasses as soon as they had gotten them, and they were $800, and I guess you only get like one new pair a year or something?
Sometimes every 2 years,
oh,
yeah.
Okay, so, oh my gosh. Jordan said his dog chewed through $10,000 of landscaping lights.
What?
Oh my gosh.
Chewed through the wires. One of my favorite ones was somebody took their dog, Paul and his girlfriend took their dog Penny when she was just a puppy to the farmer's market in Davis. And when they got there, they saw a sign that was like, oh, nope, no dogs allowed. So they're like, we'll just put her in the car. We're only going to be here like 10 minutes. So they put her in the car. They come back. She had put diarrhea on like...
Oh, no!
He said every surface of the car except the ceiling.
Oh.
And... What makes it worse is they're like, they had to drive home to Antelope from Davis, and it was raining really hard, so they had to drive with the windows up.
Oh, my God. Well, how do you not just light your car on fire and call your insurance company and say vandals did it?
All they said was, and yes, the dog is still alive. Casey said her dog, Sammy, he accidentally shut himself into a bathroom, and she like stepped out, kind of like Rain, for like 20 minutes. He panicked so much that the dog ate his way through the drywall.
Oh my God.
Jeez. Just because it was in the bathroom and couldn't handle it. And this is my very favorite one. Because it is not only bad, it's also humiliating and affects a lot of people. Melissa said that their golden doodle Zora chewed through her husband's work internet and cut off the internet to everyone in the building.
Oh, that's great. That's great.
I mean, God, it's bad enough if that happens to you and you're pissed off, and now everybody's pissed off, and they're pissed off at you.
Yeah, it's true.